Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. It's a very, very snowy, snowy day here in Minneapolis. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can reach our show 3 days a week or listen to it Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30 and Fridays from 12 to 1 and Sundays from 10 until 11. And you can also go onto our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And if you have any questions or comments or feedbacks or insight, or if you're wanting us to do a certain show, just give us an email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor. You can reach her at 651-303-0555 if you wish to set up an individual or corporate setting, and she does readings, and we do parties. And you can also reach Beth at 651-900-4136. I'm an intuitive clairvoyant, and I do energetic work. And if you missed our show, you can download our podcast using iTunes or RSS feed buttons on the Blog Talk Radio page. And also, if you are on Facebook, please go like our page, Divine Goddess Radio. Welcome to Humpback Wednesdays, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to our midweek stress buster. This week is flying, as we were just saying. And
it's a winter wonderland here in Minneapolis.
Yeah, just Mother Nature just keeps going and going.
And going. Stop.
Oh, boy. But, you know, we were trying to decide what to talk about this week, and I kept hearing
how to keep the dream alive.
Yep, how to keep the dream alive. How to keep the dream alive. So I'm guessing that maybe someone out there needs some good motivation or maybe needs to hear the message because, you know, we've all got our dreams and we've all got our goals in mind that we want to follow. And sometimes the path is not as smooth as we'd like it to be.
Yeah.
So we'll try to give you as many words of encouragement as we can. And who knows, maybe this show is for us, too.
Oh, I know it's for me, too. I know it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Because we, you know, we're right there with you, and
yes,
we've got our goals and our dreams and things that we want to follow and accomplish. And you get the hiccups along the way, and you're going, should I just give it up? But no, I think you got to stay focused because everything that happens, happens for a reason, and it's usually a learning moment or something that we have to overcome in order to strengthen ourselves on to continue on that path. So
I also think it's about an opportunity of being able to reevaluate. Is that what you really want? Because
mm-hmm.
if you do, you know, are you losing sight of your focus? And I know the number one thing is I end up losing focus because I put a thousand different things out there and they're going, focus on one thing so we can focus on one thing. And so if anything, I know just by having this conversation right now, it's like I need to focus on what my priority is. So you could have 10 different things, so focus on one thing at a time until it manifests. I mean, you could probably have two going, but you can't have your energy all scattered all over the place. So,
right. So if you do, you know, have a dream that you want to have materialize, the thing to do is sit down and, you know, if it's not happening as fast as you want or as smooth as you want, take a moment to sit down and start looking at it piece by piece and going, okay, what am I doing that either is stopping that material, you know, from materializing? Is it something that's really my heart's passion? Is it my desire? Am I being distracted? So if you sit down and go, okay, this is, you know, say you want to open your own business and things just don't seem to be falling in line, sit down and think, okay, what is it that is preventing me from doing it? And attack it one piece at a time.
And it might be to where you're hearing you are stopping your business.
Mm-hmm.
So get in there and look at it. It's like, why are you standing up? Why are you sabotaging it? So it's like, if anything, that's probably what I need to be looking at right now, you know. So,
well, and I think, too, you
is it what I really want, or do I have to reevaluate
right.
it and look at it going, okay, how bad do I want it, and what am I willing to do?
And I think that's the first thing that you really have to decide. Is this what I really want? Is the dream still the same? Has it evolved? Has it changed? has it become something else and you're still hanging on to that old belief or that old idea and
yes.
not willing to transform it?
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
you have to take a look at all those parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then examine, too, you know, things that are holding you back or preventing you from following that dream. Do you get the same roadblock each time? Is it the same theme that comes up that stops you? Because if it is, then you have to examine, okay, what is that message about? Why do I keep running into the same thing? You know, try to look at it from a different perspective. Try to go, okay, is it coming up because I'm not, am I pursuing the wrong thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I pursuing it in the wrong way? So a lot of things to examine.
Here I'm just going off my head going, ooh, okay, I hear the message. Am I pursuing it in the wrong way? Or do I need to look at, that was the old way that I was supposed to do and now things have shifted into looking at doing things differently. So I'm getting as much out of it as whoever ends up listening to this. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I don't even know what I'm saying, so I know I'm being channeled. So,
you know, and the best way to find out what it is that you want to do, you know, start off the new year. I think what December is about is finishing up some old ways of being mm-hmm. and just reexamining, you know, what changes do you want to make in your life? What are you willing to do with it? And the only way that you're going to get any clarity on it, those who sit here and say, I can't meditate, well, you know, you're not going to get your answers by when you're busy, 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 and going. So it's either you're outside, you're walking on the earth, or sitting down, laying down, whatever, and you're listening to music, soothing music, so you can sit here and, you know, listen to the answers, or journaling, or you literally go into a meditation and do a 5-10 minute meditation where you're just closing your eyes and you're going within and put your hands on your heart. You go into your heart saying, what is my heart's desire? And, you know, the best way when people ask me what they want to do, I'm going, what do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. I don't know what your heart's desire is because I'm trying to still figure out what mine is. Nobody could tell me. I could give you a general idea of, yes, you're supposed to be working with people. So only you can decide whether or not you enjoy working with people or if you need more of a job to where you need to be more to yourself. So, I mean, only you can make that decision. You can make the decision whether or not you like working with kids or is it a certain group of people. So, I mean, it's down to the nitty-gritty to where you have to get down to the fine details of everything. But first you have to figure out what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Yeah, and I know that I've heard of people, I guess I've heard of it more and more. I'm actually reading more about it, that when the new year starts on New Year's Day, you make a list of where you see your goals going for the year,
mm-hmm.
and you write down what you want to have manifest, what you want to accomplish, and then you keep track of that. You know, 3 months down the road, how far are you off your goal? If you're not going any further than where you were 3 months prior, then you can sit down and reevaluate that and say, okay, I've been doing it this way, but it's not working. And that way you kind of have a map, you know, a roadmap as you're going through the year instead of waiting for the year to pass and going, what happened to this year? You know, you kind of take charge of the situation and then you can work on that as you're going through the year rather than reflecting back on the year going, I wonder why it didn't work and you just let it go and didn't work on it.
You know, and the thing is, a lot of individuals are, you know, to the point of going, God, I'm just tired of having to even think about it. So just, you know, you just take a break. And what if you're a perfectionist and this is your opportunity, your time to be able to sit back and just be and not having to control anything?
Mm-hmm.
And what if it's just to have downtime and you need to implement that simple little task in your life that, you know, situations that you normally get stressed and worried about and anxious about, what if for... You know what, a certain time period, you're going to say, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to get stressed. I'm going to learn how to just trust. So it might be as simple as that, you guys, that you need to do that. Or what if this is a perfect opportunity for you to start, you know, working on your physical health? You know, so it's your career, your health. What if it's family stuff that you need to finish up that you've been blowing off, haven't dealt with? So it's, you know, different things that we all have to work on keeping your dream alive of having a healthier family life.
Right.
You know, and for those single ladies out there, okay, now starting to write down what do you want in that, you know, the person that you want to attract into your life, and be specific so that the universe knows what it is that you want. Otherwise, just anybody can enter into your life.
Right. So keeping the dream alive doesn't always have to be with a, you know,
yeah,
a profession or career. It can be anything in your life. It could be as simple as having a harmonious, happy family environment.
Well, you know, and what about friends? Like if you've had friends that are drama-rama, so it's your perfect opportunity of going, you know what, this is what I don't want anymore, and I'm not going to tolerate it. You know what, I love myself. I love them, but I love myself more, and this is where people are still looking at reevaluating relationships and cutting people who are no longer for their highest good. You know, don't you want supportive people and empowering people?
Of course.
Who are like-minded in your life. So it might be to where you're reevaluating the people you have in your life. And then the same goes for internally, how you look at yourself, how you view yourself. Are you down on yourself all the time? If things don't go off, you know, the way you plan on it, are you the first one to sit here and just go, God, I'm a loser, I'm good for nothing? Well, then how do you get to change that frame of reference of how you view yourself? So it's an opportunity to sit down and start being gentle and kind with yourself and loving. Love starts from within first.
Right. So, you know, when you if you feel like, gosh, I really wanted to accomplish this, or this was my dream to go here or do this or have this, start with looking at yourself.
Yes.
Because a lot of times that's where it all starts. We don't realize how we react or what our behaviors are or what we project or the thoughts that we put out. We don't realize how much that affects everything that we attract to us.
Exactly. What if you are realizing you have an anger issue and finally now you've had enough people say it to where you finally are looking at it going and you're taking accountability and responsibility for that, saying, man, I just really get my panties in a bunch over something that I shouldn't and I don't want to be like this anymore. That's a lot of heavy energy to carry with you. So what if this is the opportunity for you to look at going, how am I going to change it? How am I going to look at it differently? I need to look at it from a higher angle, from a different perspective, because how do others perceive me? Because how am I perceiving myself? I'm not thinking very highly of myself. If I'm going to let anybody get under my skin and I'm going to react to it. Remember, you want to learn how to respond differently, not be reactive.
Yeah, and you know, there might be people out there who have grown up in not the greatest family situation or, you know, abusive household.
Which was drama and chaos.
Yeah, and you know, you find that that follows you as you get older and older. And even though you may consciously think, okay, I'm going to get out of this and this is not how I want my life, you still keep attracting those things and your thought processes still, you know, they're not...
It's still the same.
It's still the same. So take a look at that and say, okay, you know what? Aren't I tired of always feeling like this?
Yes.
Let me change that.
Yep.
That can be a dream for someone to live that non-drama life.
Yep.
You know, not have the emotional pain or, and all the scars from the past. Get rid of it. Be done with it.
Remember, it doesn't hurt to love or to be loved.
Right.
So if you are, if you're hurting all the time, it's an opportunity to look at going, okay, what's wrong with this picture? And those who grew up in a very drama and chaotic life, you don't know what healthy is. But if you can recognize going, God, I feel like crap all the time, that's a recognition, that's an awareness that you didn't have before. So then start looking for people who are healthy. Look at people who you work with, who are out in the community that you're going, geez, they seem happy all the time. See what they're doing, and that's how you change it, and that's how you bring that peace into your life. So,
and don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to go to therapy. If that's what it takes for you to change your life and, you know, get your life on the right path, don't be afraid of that. There's nothing wrong with asking for help.
And you always want another person's viewpoint besides a friend or a family member, because this is a non-judgmental person. They have no bias.
Right.
They have nothing to gain from it, so they get to see your perspective here, and they get to sit here and help you look at things differently. It's kind of like the analogy of, you know, you're in a house, and they're looking on the outside trying to look in. So are your windows really dirty? Are they mucked over? You know, they can only see what it is that you're going to sit here and allow them to see. You know, and also, you know, like counseling and therapy, it's 90% education. The other, I mean, it's 90% intuition. Only 10% of it is education.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, and, you know, like for me, when I had always dreamed of being self-employed and, you know, you go to that, you work for somebody, you work in your job for a long time, but you know you're not fully satisfied, you know, your heart's not in it, your passion's not in it, and you really want to do something with the creative ideas that you have inside, but you don't want to leave the stability of that, you know, constant paycheck and, you know, making sure your insurance is there and all of that stuff. But, you know, if you really have that dream inside of you, sometimes taking a leap of faith is the best thing that you can do.
Yeah.
You know, and if you really believe in yourself and you really believe in that dream, it's hard to do, but you can step over that fear
mm-hmm.
and push towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always tell people, you know, when I hear people saying, God, I really want to do this, but oh, I don't want to leave the stability. And it's like, you know what, then start slowly.
Yeah.
Start whatever creative ideas you have, do a little bit, you know, on the side while you're working. You know, build up whatever you need to build up and start putting those creative ideas out there. If you want to create jewelry, if you want to create this, if you want to do that while you're still working. And as you start putting your passion into what you really want to do, you're going to find from the people that I've talked to and myself, you know, at some point you're like, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready
yep.
to take the plunge, and
yep.
you do it.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying the path is easy,
yeah.
but we go through these things. I think, I know with my experience, a lot of the stuff I've gone through is for me to go, okay, I'm going to change how I react. I'm not going to panic anymore. I'm not going to be stressed out. I'm not going to be, you know, fighting, you know, biting my nails, going, oh, what am I going to do, and not sleeping all night because I don't, you know, I have the worry. I have been able to release all of those behaviors,
yes.
you know, and know I have to keep the faith and keep going, saying, hey, I know I have a different purpose, and I'm moving towards it, and I'm going to keep moving towards it because I have, that's my passion in me.
Well, you know what, and one thing that Marie and I are going to move on, we came to this, and I'm going to put it out there, so we are going to step forward into it, because we talked about this the other day. She and I are going to get a group to where we physically get together in this area, so I don't know if we're going to do a meetup group, which I think that's a good idea, and we'll build from that, so that way people have physical people to go and to be that support system, and you can get ideas with, share ideas with, and you never know what's going to grow from that. But I'm brought to you that I have to say that out loud so that we actually do it. Mm-hmm. Marie and I tend to talk a lot of time, but you know, our ideas are great, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of our stuff right now is we're waiting on finances to get some things moving in a different direction, but I'm going, okay, meanwhile, we can get a group together to where, you know, and see where that goes to where we can actually have a physical locality to where we go and meet. And I don't know, we haven't decided if it would be a monthly meeting or if it'd be, you know, a couple times a month. That we'll have to get down to the details, but I'm putting that out there and we're going to do that. And I think the beginning of January, I would say the January is when we get it started, because the thing is December will be busy for most people. But I'd say January is our new year. We're going to do that, and that way we have a support. So we're going to be leaders of a sort, you know, of a group that we can get together. And who knows? I don't know if we'll call it Divine Goddess. Who knows? We'll see what name comes up. We'll see what name comes up.
Right,
but
because I, you know, that's another thing, too. I mean, when you are working on something that's important to you, and there are people either in the same field or do something similar,
yep.
why do we have to have competition?
Exactly.
We should all be supporting each other.
Exactly.
And just because you give an idea to somebody, you know, you should be able to give ideas to people for their business,
mm-hmm.
and they should be able to acknowledge you for that, and vice versa, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help each other. We're not here to compete with each other. We're not here to steal other people's ideas and use them as our own. I saw something on Facebook the other day which totally disappointed me about a person, you know, claims to be, who's kind of big in this field.
Enlightened.
Yeah, but, you know, they took something as their own, and it clearly wasn't, and I was so disappointed in that. You know, if you're going to share something, then give the credit where credit is due. Don't take it as your own and pass it off as your own idea. That to me is just disappointing. you know. So, you know, part of keeping the dream alive is finding that network of people who are here to support completely, unconditionally, and from the heart. No ego, no competition, just, hey, let's help each other because we're all in the same boat,
you know. And nobody owns an idea, you guys. It's just some people are a lot more open at that time. And, you know, and if you can, and higher consciousness is being able to share with others and knowing, there could be 20 of us. Marie and I could do the same thing, but we're going to carry different energy with it.
Right.
Because we're going to do it differently because we still have our different programs within us. So it's like, and nobody's any better or any less than the next individual. And that's the thing is, you guys, the whole goal is in the future is that we all are able to do for ourselves. Until everybody gets there, we're here just to help each other, to assist and guide each other. It's not to do for anybody.
Well, imagine, I mean, the power of 12 versus the power of 1. How much
exactly.
more can be put out there and done?
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, Beth and I are in this to help people. This is our goal. This is our passion. This is why we created this show. And, you know, we're not going to just sit in a little place and claim to be the ones who, you know, do everything. We want our community, and we want to help our community. We want to be part of the community, and we want everybody on the same page sharing information and helping people and bringing the light.
My number one goal, this is Beth talking, is I want the light. I want as much light in this world. I want this light so beaming in this world to where individuals from other places out in the universe are going, what in God's green earth is going on in there? Because we're loving it. I want it beaming that much because what we do here, it affects everybody else that's out there in different realms, you guys. And it's all of us are here together. And the more we can help others, then they come and help us. And just imagine that we don't even know what we are all capable of doing. Don't you want to find out? Am I the only one who's curious exactly what we can do? I know I'm really cool with what I'm doing right now, and I'm not even at full potential right now. And so I'm going, oh, my God, and if I can help people to get to their full potential, to even wake up to what they're capable of doing, and then so that they can explore and get to their fullest potential, it's like, oh, my Lord, you guys, we are amazing beings. We are amazing light beings. So choose to be in the light. So be of the light. So do what you got to do to help be supportive of others. Doesn't mean you have to put up with abuse. You know what I'm saying? But you know, and you can have boundaries. You can say no. You don't have to do for others, but to help share in ideas. Now, whether somebody acts on it is another thing.
Right.
I've been given brilliant ideas. Doesn't mean I put them into action, you know. So it's all in divine timing. Don't get frustrated with it. It might be to where you have an idea now, but it may not be coming into fruition, you know, for another how many years, you guys, because we tend to get information way before we need it sometimes, and it takes that long for it to manifest. You know, humankind is very slow because we're stuck in our ways. You know, there's a lot of ego that's still out there. We're not out of the ego yet. I don't care what anybody says. We're not fully out of it yet.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess, I mean, the main message for today's show really is don't give up.
No Keep on swimming.
No matter how hard it gets. And you, if you have that dream and that passion, just don't let it die. Just, you know, find ways around it. If it's not working, if it's not going as well as you wanted, find a way around it. There's always a way around it. It may not be the way that you particularly care for or like, but there's a way. You know, even if it means you have to take 100 more baby steps to get to where you are, you're still getting that much closer. I mean, it's always a step forward, no matter what you
do. Now, remember out there in the universe, it looks very fast, instantaneous, and it could be another 10, 20 years here before it gets to us. So out there, they're going, what are you guys complaining about? Because we're just like, oh, my Lord. But meanwhile, we're supposed to have fun in the journey, fun in the process. That's why life is a journey. So either take it too serious or have fun with it and laugh at it. The more you laugh at it, you guys, it goes a lot quicker, a lot easier.
Yeah. And, you know, when we are all going through whatever we have to go through, you know, you have to recognize that sometimes energies get in the way and, you know, the best laid plans get in the way, Mother Nature gets in the way. I mean, things happen. You know, people get ill. It's just, you just have to roll with the punches and keep moving forward. I mean, there's just really, you know, I don't know what else to say because I say these things to myself every day, you know. But if you keep the positive thoughts and that's what you manifest, you remember, positive thought goes out, positive stuff comes in. So,
and remember, with the weather changing, but those of us who are where it's winter, you know, with winter, we're going to lose that sunlight that our physical body needs, and it affects us a little more differently, you know, on the physicality aspect of it. So take that into consideration, and there's the temperature change, because that affects, that does affect our physical body and our mental body and our emotional body in spaces. So weigh that into it, knowing that stuff is going to be triggered, it's going to come up, but don't look at it as a downfall, don't look at it as a setback, look at it as an opportunity of going, I did not know that that was still there,
yeah,
and I need to look at it, review it, examine it, give it gratitude, and now release and let it go.
Exactly.
And it might be that you're spending the winter releasing and letting it go, but be okay with that.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you, you know, there are times that things come up and I just, it bothers me and I just want to start crying and I'm going, is this still bothering me? I thought I released this, but obviously I didn't. So I do, I let it release. I release it and I say, I release this again and I transmutate it with love, but if it needs to come out, it needs to get out so that I can shift and move forward.
And just so you guys know, it's not a bad thing if you get angry and you're cussing at the universe, but then when you do that, ask that Archangel Michael comes in and cuts, clears and releases those cords and attachments. And those, you know, to do your little thing there, and that, that energy is surrounded in a bubble so that it can be purified and transmutated in the purest form of light. Because remember, that energy you're putting out there is going to come back to you. So you might as well do it as it's going out there and saying, okay, ooh, the human piece got out at me. But you're going to be more mindful because the more upset you get, in the end, you know, you're going, God, why did I even get upset about it? And I just went through that today. It's amazing how, because it was snow day, first day of real snow, I was sliding all over and I started cussing, going, God bless America. If you're taking me out this way, let it be fast. I don't want to take anybody with me. And why that came up, I find that really interesting. So it's like, well, that's an interesting thought, but that was enough to put me in a tizzy. But then I found it was triggering something else within me. So I let it go, and then I bubbled it, and now I'm feeling better about it. But I can tell on my right side there's some old masculine stuff that's coming up from the back of my heart and the front of my heart. So I know there's something that this time of year is that I'm on a conscious level not aware of, but it's bringing up because I can feel it bubbling up. So I'm prepared for the rest of the day of going to breathe through it, knowing there's going to be some tense feelings and emotions coming up.
Right.
So
and
just be aware of that.
And there's nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with
you
it.
You want to release it. You want to get it out. I mean, you don't want to keep it inside because it'll fester.
And that's where you need to be gentle and kind with yourself. Gentle and kind with yourself. Because instead of going off and saying to myself, oh, Beth, you're failing on your mission here. Well, what mission? You don't even consciously know of any mission that's going on. But on that same note, be okay with having those feelings and emotions.
Yeah, I mean,
it's part of being the human.
Yep, yep. So remember, you know, if things come up and they keep coming up and they keep coming up and you're going, God, why am I having this kind of day? Why is this coming up? There's a reason for it. It's coming so that it comes to your attention.
Yes.
For you to deal with.
Yep.
So when it comes that hard of a message, look at it. Look at it. Talk out loud if you need to, add it at the situation, and then release it. Let it go, because it's obviously something that is stuck in you, and then it stops you from progressing further. So don't be afraid to yell and scream if you need to and get it out.
And you know, and right now I can tell, I'm feeling antsy. I'm tired because the energy, there's a lot of intense energy coming in right now, and everybody's feeling very tired.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling antsy. So it's like I want to get going. I have the motivation of getting going, but you also have to take your time because it's not on your time frame. It isn't. And if anything, that's been my biggest lesson.
Mm-hmm.
There is a divine timing.
Yes.
Divine timing.
Absolutely. So, and I do too. I mean, I have been very impatient with things because they're not what I want. But then I think, okay, you know what? In the scheme of things, I'm still okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then I have to reel myself back in and go, okay, you know, obviously I must be moving at some warp speed, but the rest of the world is not. So I have to remember that and then come back and bring myself back down to earth going, all right, okay, let me get back to real time.
Exactly.
So, well, we hope that we gave you some...
Has it been 30 minutes already? Oh, wow.
We hope that, you know, we gave you some encouragement
and
something to think about, and have a good rest of the day. And
wrap your arms around you and give yourself a big hug. Give yourself a big hug.
Absolutely.
If you don't have anybody to
you
give one to you. Send me a love and light, you guys. Thank you for listening.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.